USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be launching their newly minted Democratic presidential ticket later today, as the former VP has chosen the California senator to be his running mate. An event is being set up in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Harris is already featured in a TV campaign ad for the ticket.
In the middle of a pandemic, the president is trying to rip away health care. While small businesses close, he's given breaks to his wealthy donors.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate this morning and again saying the Democrats are not serious about negotiating a new economic stimulus package to help those affected by the pandemic. He said they still are making numerous demands that are unrelated to the coronavirus crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A shooting at a hospital in Shreveport, Louisiana, still has police on scene looking for the suspect. 41-year-old Taniel Cole, who they say has already shot and injured one person at St. Mary's Medical Center. Negotiators are on scene trying to mediate a possible hostage situation. The rate of inflation picking up slightly. It rose by 0.6% in July, according to the federal government. That's 1% higher as compared to July of last year. As violence rages in the city of Chicago, President Trump is repeating his offer to send federal troops to the city.
Together, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have 25,000 police officers, sheriffs, and guardsmen available to quell any violence. They can do it very quickly, very easily.
The county DA covering Portland, Oregon, says some protesters will not be prosecuted because they are righteously expressing grief, anger, and frustration. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Minnesota's Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is expecting to now face off against Republican Lacey Johnson in November. That after Omar won the state's primary yesterday, taking 57% of the vote in the Minnesota 5th Congressional District Democratic primary. She's part of the so-called squad of four first-term Democratic women of color, which also includes Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. Tesla is splitting its stock 5 shares for 1. The change will begin on August 31st. The carmaker's stock's rising 6% in aftermarket trading yesterday after making the announcement, and the share value has only risen since trading began today. Billionaire media mogul Sumner Redstone has died at 97. Redstone started with a chain of drive-in movie theaters. He built it into a media empire that included Viacom, Paramount Pictures, and CBS. In a statement released earlier today, his daughter confirmed his passing, saying that he led an extraordinary life that shaped modern entertainment and that he built a legacy that is his media business. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.